Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Western Ag Network. Recent executive orders from the Trump administration emphasized supporting American ranchers and promoting fair market access, but stopped short of mandating any of those things, including the reinstatement of mandatory country of origin labeling. National Farmers Union Vice President of Advocacy Mike Strands.
So some of the progress towards mandatory country of origin labeling continues to build. But the president, in fact, during the executive order signing, said he understands Congress has something to do with that. So it's got to get before Congress right away. So that would underscore the message National Farmers Union has been sending for a long time, that in order for country of origin labeling to get done and to have it reinstated for good, we need to have Congress take action on it.
Strands points out that the Senate Agriculture Committee's version of the Farm Bill includes an amendment reinstating MCOOL. President Donald Trump says beef imports from Brazil, Argentina, and other countries will help to lower high U.S. beef prices. He says the imported beef will be inspected and meet U.S. standards. The administration recently authorized an additional 300,000 metric tons of lower tariff beef imports over 90 days to increase supplies and ease prices. The move has drawn criticism from U.S. cattle producers concerned that the increased imports could pressure cattle prices as ranchers work to rebuild the nation's herd. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lori Boyer.